no day actually, but welcome to Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang, and it's time for us to talk about the happenings in the world of sports. Something just touched me, and I decided to say, okay, let's start off this show tonight with a touch of Burna Boy. So I bid you welcome. My name remains Sarafina Napoleon, Fina Fire for short. The AKs are just too much. You can call me the First Lady, the Mommy, the King of Boys. Something is cooking, actually. Something will be hitting you very soon. And something heavy, by the way, but hitting you on a very good note, not bad light, by the way. Welcome to Game On. My name remains Sarafina Napoleon. I have this young man. He walked into the studio today looking somehow, and I said, I'm not used to seeing you dressed like this. I'm not used to seeing you dressed like you always dress everywhere covered and the rest of you. I don't understand.
Everywhere covered.
But today, he walked into the studio.
I don't understand what that means.
No, today is not covered. You know what I'm talking about. Today is not covered. What is this? Where are you going to? Or where are you coming from? Because they're not coming from your house. Now, two things are involved. It's either you're coming from your house or you intend to go somewhere after the show, or you're coming from somewhere.
Which of them? If I'm going to go somewhere, then definitely I will tell you. I'm quite a very honest person, so I don't like doing things at your back. But on the flip side, I just, you know, felt like I toned it up just a little bit. You know, I wear a lot of three quarters sometimes, so I just decided to, you know, go that way this Friday evening, and you know. It's just fashion. It's how you feel. And this house.
Who are you eyeing in this office?
Nobody.
Are you sure?
Apart from you, but you know.
You're not eyeing me. You're not eyeing me. Trust me.
Okay, because I already have you. I don't understand.
You cannot eye me. Why are you like this? Why are you following my hand on the national? Why are you like this?
Why can't I eye you, please?
You cannot. Are we not together? How can you be eyeing somebody that
I'm with? That's what I'm saying. Now.
Why do you like this now? Why do you want to bring my leg outside on a live show? Why are you doing like this?
Wahala be like bicycle.
Anyway, guys, welcome. We have a lot to talk about on the show today. Something happened after Manchester City's home game, a win in the Champions League, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday now?
Wednesday.
On Wednesday against RB Leipzig. Remember, after that game, Tony, the manager, talking about Pep Guardiola, he came out and was telling the fans, to urging the fans for them to come out in masses for their next game, which is against Southampton this weekend.
Yeah.
And because of that statement, they started dragging him like I passed my neighbor Jen. Yes, it's not small. It's not a small dragging. This thing I'm telling you now. Mm-hmm. So even the Secretary General of Manchester City Supporters Club, even at some point, had to come out to say, Pep Guardiola coming out to say things, telling the fans to come out, that they need to come out in full capacity, that he went out of the line, so many talks. And Pep Guardiola today responded and said, I don't care about you. If you like, you want me to apologize, I'm not going to apologize to anyone. So we'll be talking about Pep Guardiola on the show as well. What is wrong with this young man? Walk into this guy, giving me a peck. What is wrong with you this today? In front of Anthony, what is all this?
It's fine. You know, he's my friend. Yes, we have our, you know, squabbles and all of that, but
It's only a crocodile. That is testy. Goes to the river.
Where are you coming from? Your face looks.
Where are you coming from?
Where are you coming from?
It goes to the river.
You just woke up.
You don't need to know where I'm coming from.
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from the shrine.
You've been in the arms of someone.
You know the disciples of the SM1.
You've been in the arms of someone, Chidi.
Sarafina, it's good to have you.
It's not good to have you. I should be the one telling you it's good to have you.
Who is that? Who
are you? I always have you.
You don't.
I don't know how to have you.
Trust me, you don't want to go there.
Avoid it, bro.
It's just barely 7:45. Keep asking.
Welcome to the show, Julie.
It's great to be here. You know, when the SMO enters, the scenario changes. It's what I do. You know, I did my feasibility study, and you know what I found out, Safina? You know, the Tuesday you told me you were the face of this gang.
Yeah.
And I went to Femi in the midnight, and I said, Femi, who is the face of this gang? And you don't want to know what Femi told me.
What did Femi tell you?
I'm not going to disclose it. And you know, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something, Sarafina. It's you know, like I said, when the crocodile is thirsty, that's when the crocodile goes to the water. But it's great to be here. It's great to be here. I did a feasibility study, Sarafina, and what I found out will shock you. You know, what I found out will shock you. You know the way FIFA did a feasibility study? The gods told me, Ezemo, do your own feasibility study and find out. And I found out, why is the Friday show, you know, the one of the most listened to show on radio, on Lagos Radio? And I'm like, no, I have to check. And what I found out...
What did you find out?
I found a masquerade in the hall.
Oh, Lord.
I found a masquerade in the hall. And, you know, I found out that it was because of the ASMR of
sport. My friend, get that!
What's this about this entertainment?
Get that!
People are on traffic now, they're listening. They want to hear the ASMR. And I'm sure people are not listening to when you guys started.
Oh, really?
You know, I came here and it's what I do. It's what I do.
You know,
call me Mr. Indispensable.
You know, you are dispensable. Don't let him catch you. If he might hear
you. No, he's not listening to that.
Anyways, welcome to the show, Ezemo.
It's good to have you. When the boy was here, man had to come.
Don't.
The boy was here, the man.
Tony's not a boy. Why are you calling him a boy now?
I gave you a peck.
Do you have a problem with
that? Did I give you a peck?
Yeah, you did. You did give
you
me.
Can't do that. Has he ever done that on air? on live radio. You can't try that when the Ezemo was around you. I guide you like a foul.
Oh, Lord.
Like a foul, guys.
Wait.
What's your job?
You know what's coming out?
What's coming
out? It's lack of activities this morning. So I'm using my energy now. Let me know I have work today.
Yeah, no, serious. Anyways, just like I was telling Tony, Chidi, I remember Man City, they were in action on Wednesday. And after that game, Pep Guardiola came out to tell the fans that they should come out in masses for their next game on Saturday. In fact, they had almost 16,000 empty seats in the stadium for that Wednesday game. And after that, Pep Guardiola was talking about the fans. Let's hear from him after that game, and we'll go on with the conversation.
I would say the last three games we played here, we have scored 16 goals. So I would like to come more people next game on Saturday. We need the people next Saturday, okay. Please. Because we will be tired. I know the team from Ralph, it's quite similar the way they play. They are so dangerous, good quality, and it's in a really important game for us. So I invite to all our people to come next Saturday, 3 p.m. to watch the game.
Now, the Secretary General of Manchester City Football a Supporters Club responded to Pep Guardiola saying this.
I think it's quite easy for supporters of other clubs to have a go at City. You know, our stadium is called the Etihad, and a bit of football tribalism, it's well known as the Etihad. The reality is our support is very, very good. And Pep was suggesting that we needed to fill the stadium for the game on Saturday against Southampton, when in reality, you know, the attendances for Premier League games at City is always capacity. I think the reality is, I think our supporter base is different. We're more hardcore, we're more local. I felt uncomfortable that he seemed to be critical of people who weren't there on Wednesday, when none of us know the real reason. City fans want to see the team play. They want to see them play in the Champions League. City fans would not buy tickets because it's away for competition. Listen, we're playing Wigan Wanderers at home next Tuesday in the Carabao Cup. That's not going to be a full house. Pep's entitled to his opinion about the supporters. I'm entitled to my opinion as well. I've not fallen out with Pep. I can't fall out with Pep. I don't know him.
Yeah, he said he does not know Pep Guardiola. And during his presser today, Pep Guardiola responded. Let's hear from him. He said he's not going to apologize to anybody.
Did I say after the game against Leipzig that I was disappointed because the stadium was not full? No. So the interpretation is interpretation. I'm not going to apologize what I said, but I didn't say it wrong. I'm surprised about what happened about these men, and I make an approach to do something together again the next Saturday at 3 p.m. What I said, we would love, because we need them support with 10,000 people, 30,000 people, 40,000 people, 50,000 people. It doesn't matter how many people come, but I invite them to enjoy another game like it was the last game, because we need their support. If after five seasons the people can understand my behave about the fans or whatever, so it's because they want to misunderstand what I said. I'm not going to apologize for a second what I said, because I was honest. So, but if they don't come for any reason, it's perfect. I never was just here to say why you didn't come. But you don't come, don't come. If you want to come, be pleasure. If you don't, you don't. So Mr. Parker should review, but I will not apologize to him. Absolutely not. This is my message. But when this guy or the other guys want to misunderstand the situations or my comments, this is the problem. But I'm here to defend what I said. I make mistakes. I'm here to say, guys, I'm sorry, apologize. But in that case, I will not apologize for 1 second what I said. Because my intention, I know exactly what is my intentions.
Chidi, will you apologize to me for everything you've done to me?
I like the way you twisted the question. You caught me off guard. I don't see any reason to apologize to you, Sarafina.
Okay, time to welcome the elder. Elder, good evening to you. Will you apologize to me if you offend me?
Can I finish? No.
I need to welcome.
Please don't talk.
Please. Elder, say something.
For the love of good things, don't talk.
Elder, you're welcome.
I think you should allow Chidi.
No, he's not going to apologize to me, so there's no need having that conversation. Welcome to the show.
You're bringing in personal.
You're a tyrant now.
I will off your mic.
I'm sure we're not supposed to attach, emotion to this. Well, Sarafina,
this is my passion.
Okay.
It's a passion.
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about apologizing to you.
I said if you offend me.
I don't see any reason. Why not? Okay. I mean, if I offend you, I should be able to apologize.
You are the definition of a perfect gentleman.
Well, they tell me that all the time, but I'm still working on my best self. I'm not there yet, It's just a gradual process. But talking about Pep Guardiola, I don't think he should apologize. Pep Guardiola is a manager who believes that the fans, after missing out on them for, some games and some part of the season last season are due to COVID-19. These fans were not able to access the stadium.
Mm.
And now he comes out to say he wants more fans, and somebody is, taking an issue, making a mountain out of a molehill. I just think,
Don't you think he was asking too much? You have your capacity 55,000 capacity.
Yeah.
You had over 30,000 fans in the stadium for Wednesday game.
For the Champions League.
And you're still coming out to say they need to come out.
I mean, they come out in their numbers. It's never
Why not
enough.
Appreciate them and say thank you for coming out today? Yeah.
Well, we all react to things differently. I mean, for him to come out and say that he wants more fans at the stadium, I don't think he's inconsiderate or he's being selfish.
The
larger the crowd, the greater the noise.
Just
you understand.
Fans gave you over 30,000 fans.
I can understand the fact that he did not appreciate, those that actually made effort to be
that's
at the
problem
but,
now.
I think it's not the first.
I mean, Pep oftentimes talks about how massive the fans have been.
Not particularly
on this, game. Yeah, but he always appreciates
this
the fans.
This is different.
Let's not take it out of context. On the flip side, why Parker, the general secretary of the supporters club, is particular about this is because he, according to statistics, in the home games they have played this season, they've had
near capacity,
maybe just barely 2,000-3,000 left. And he feels like, why do you have to talk about it? It's not like we've been having bad
turnout
before. Yeah. All right. But on the flip side, for Pep, he's that's a clarion call from a place of innocence.
Exactly. Yes.
Guys, just come and let's push, giving that, the team will be tired and they need support. He's not insinuating. So I think it's Parker taking it out of context
and two men just
disagreeing for no reason.
I think that this is not the first time Pep has been talking about having fans. I think last season he was also talking about it, having fans, especially on Champions League night. I'm not sure he's talking about fans in Premier League night, on Champions League night. And, all of you guys need to hide your faces in shame because you guys don't appreciate the ASMO always being here, and you guys think that this thing's come for free.
No,
what are you going?
Oh my God!
The same way Pep does not appreciate the fans coming out on a cold night on Wednesday in Champions League. You guys should hide your faces in shame. I only come on the Friday shows because of the listener. Of the sweet listeners. Can I just finish?
You know what?
You guys don't appreciate the Wednesday fans who come out. You guys don't appreciate the fact that I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. You have your white hair. You're, I mean, you're just in your early 20s and you look like you're in your 40s, your white hair.
Chidi, I born you.
And look at this young man.
I mean, everybody said yes.
And look at the elder.
I don't understand.
You come into
what
this
has the USA white be feeding you with?
No.
I think we should launch an investigation.
Let us call it Spade Spade.
Because this is not the Chidi I know.
You guys don't appreciate me. You guys, all of you, don't appreciate me. You only appreciate me on some Wednesday when I hail you. The reason why you don't appreciate me.
Okay, so how do we settle all this now?
You guys need to recognize me.
Okay, should we say sorry?
How? Appreciate
no,
me.
No, no, no.
Should
how?
We apologize?
How?
First off, apologize. Recognize your wrong ways and come from your wrong ways.
All right.
And I apologize.
You want to apologize?
And I need an apology before the next break. We have a break in less than 2 minutes.
Overdose, want to
apologize? By telling you to stop coming on this show.
Obado just said, get sat!
Anthony, here's a chance. Don't waste it.
Apologize for no reason.
For no reason?
Yeah.
I think we should play that song. It's too late to apologize. One Republic. I think we should play One Republic for you.
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
I need to hear you apologize. I need to hear you recognize your ill wills. You've strained from from the track.
Who released this guy?
Meeting Tony was the best thing to have ever happened.
Wow.
Like
wow.
That's my apology.
That's not an apology to me.
That's my apology.
You
are the wrongest thing to have happened to me. Yeah. Can we go in for that break now?
Is that an apology?
Yeah.
Chidi, I'm leaving this. You know what they say? When a snake fails to show its venom,
Anya,
little children will use it in time.
I will bite you, Safina. I will bite you.
Who's your daddy? Chidi, who's your mommy?
Please don't talk to me in a disrespectful way. I'm just sticking. I know why I'm still here.
Okay.
Let's have this show.
Okay. You know why you're still here?
Please overdose. I'm
He's waiting for the Mr. Pot.
Director of Affairs.
What a guy.
By the way, for the disciples of the ASMO,
what we have
for? You know, when the gods told me this afternoon,
he said,
you will smile.
Here we go.
You will smile like crocodile. So that's why you
want to. Have you seen a crocodile smile?
Yes, crocodile
this
smile.
This guy has come.
You know they hear crocodile smile. What did you talk about?
This guy has come. Anyway, now that you've mentioned disciples of the ASMO, 5G38 bar location.
Boomba!
For March Day 5. Guess where we are coming to? We are going to somewhere around Ikeja. Yes. Now the address is House 30.
We're going to someone's house.
I'm sure Sarafina will be there.
Because in your house, I know that. I want the video of this now.
No. I'm going to put my money, my entire salary, that you are going to be there.
Sunday is my off.
No, wait. Are you going to be there?
I won't be there. Sunday is my off.
Okay. But don't worry. No.
But I don't see the thing that you are doing. You use it.
No. It's not
the
like...
wrong person to tell that. You can't tell the right person.
Wait. I'm the wrong person.
Yes.
Oh, so she should tell you. No. That's what you're saying.
The problem in this gang is, you know, when the younger ones start coming up, they don't recognize the role of the elder. I mean, even though I have my back and forth to the elder, we understand tradition.
You just said.
No.
Before we went on the
set.
Okay,
what
I shouldn't
I said
go
was
back.
What I said.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. Okay. It's present continuous tense.
Okay.
All
right, no
overdose,
problem.
You know, you're a very respected
thank
man.
Thank you.
You've dug your feet into the sands of time in this industry.
No, at the court cap, overdose. You want me to lie down
here? I
feel very disappointed.
Like I always say, you know, it's something I just. You know, want to improve on every day.
Can I just finish?
It's not something you should go and heal me about.
Let's talk about 5G38 bars.
Yes.
So we'll be coming to House 30.
Bam.
30A. Abba Johnson.
Abba.
Abba Johnson.
Abba Johnson.
She didn't
say Abba.
She just said Abba.
House.
Coffee's back.
House 30A. Abba Johnson Crescent, Akora Villa of Adeniyi Jones, Ikeja.
Ikeja.
I can't remember the last time I went to Ikeja. I think the last one I was for a press or something like that.
The last time I went to Ikeja was to go and see somebody.
I remember last time we went to Ikeja, Sarafina. You told me you were going to Lodge.
I had an appointment.
I have a room in Ikeja actually. When I'm tired of the mail and I go to my hotel room to relax.
Oh God.
Yes.
Here we go again.
You bought a hotel room in Ikeja.
How is that? How is that? How is that important to? where we are going.
No, he said something.
You're an investor.
Because you know the reason why I'm saying this is because if peradventure I happen to go for 38 bar, I might not come back with you to the office.
Oh, okay.
I might just go to my hotel room and rest for the day.
Well, you need to confirm, are you going for 38 bars this weekend or not?
Eh?
You need to confirm. Because I'm sure you don't want to disappoint the listener who is out there who wants to meet you, Sarafina.
38 bar match day 5, Sunday 19th September, so you can't 2021.
Confirm. You can't confirm, Sarafina.
Calm down now.
Spurs
down.
Versus Chelsea Football Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the team will be there from 3:30 p.m.
Are you going?
The it's location is House 30,
mm-hmm.
30A. About Johnson.
Politician no go fit you.
Have you?
The elder will be there.
Have you decided to tell us if you are going or not?
I should be there, but it's my off day. So
I should
be there.
Sarafina.
I might.
I
be
dare
there.
You not to come.
What's that proverb?
I dare you.
What's that proverb about a child who is learning how to crawl? And then because he sees people walking, he wants to walk, he will end up falling and breaking his teeth.
Mm.
Now, let's talk about the Premier League.
Yeah.
Because Gary Neville believes that this season's Premier League is the highest in quality that he has seen.
Mm.
And the former Man United player also suggested that the four teams currently leading the pack in the league are the best in the league history.
Mm.
He also went on to say that at the moment, you can say they are the best four teams in the world.
Hmm.
Let's hear from Gary Neville.
I don't think they'll have to adapt too much. I mean, Manchester United have got fantastic forward players. They've got good creative.
Okay, guys, nothing is hitting anybody like Bongo, okay? let's talk Tyson Fury before we go back to football conversation.
Mm.
Now, Tyson Fury has fired a shot at heavyweight rival Anthony Joshua, stating that he never fought one opponent in the prime of their career.
Wow.
Remember that the Gypsy King was due to meet Joshua in an undisputed clash this year before that court case with Deontay Wilder and the rest of it, and they told him that he had no other choice than to go and fight Deontay Wilder. So that's the reason why we might not see that fight happen again. This year don't finish now. This is September already.
The fight won't happen this year. And I'm telling you from an expert opinion.
But before you tell me from an expert opinion, let's hear from Tyson Fury first.
I was never very optimistic about that AJ fight happening, but all of a sudden, it's my fault. I don't want to fight. I fight him on here and I'd flatten him. Yeah, I backed out and I admit it. I'm scared of him. I fought the best men in the world at their prime and beat them, but I'm scared of this plum. I don't mind him. He's done really well. Spoke to him lots of times. We used to phone each other on FaceTime and all that. Don't answer the phone to me no more. While I was in America recently, he was Instagramming me. Voice message. I'm going to smash your face in. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I said, okay, do what you want. I don't really care. For them, it's like I say, it's about getting a few quid. I don't think the fight happen. We've been trying to do this fight since we was 22 years. They don't want to fight prime. Like, Joshua's fought not one heavyweight in his prime. Like, he fought Klitschko at 42 years old. Pulev, 40-odd. Povetkin, 40-odd. They're all, like, former good men back in the early 2000s, late 2000s, but not in 2020-odd. How can you have me now if I've got a rematch with Wilder? And the big thing is as well, right, like, everybody wants to talk to me about the Joshua fight.
Yeah.
They don't care about the fight that I'm having. All of a sudden, they want me to look over what I'm doing and then get chinned. I'm laid on my back flat by Wilder, and he's taking my position. And I've only got 2-3 fights left because there's no more challenges. They've all been beat. So I've got Wilder next. And then providing I get through that, then I've got AJ. But if he doesn't take the fight, then there's a lack of challenges now. And they've all been smashed to bits.
Why do I agree with him?
Well, you don't have to agree with him.
No.
Can we say
Anthony Joshua beating the people he mentioned that he did not he did not really fight them at a point where
I think we have to first off like open a list of people who AJ has beaten.
AJ
has fought champions in their prime. I'll give you an example. Even though it sounds laughable, AJ beat Andy Ruiz.
Of course.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Andy Ruiz was at his prime.
Andy Ruiz had the WBA, WBO, and IBF World Heavyweight
Titles. Andy Ruiz defeated Joshua first of all. Remember?
Yes, that's why Joshua got him in the rematch. He was at his prime when Joshua fought him.
But wait. Now that you want to bring Andy Ruiz into this conversation, if you're talking about top boxers, would you bring Andy Ruiz into the mix?
He's a former champion.
Come on, Chidi.
You don't win a championship belt in boxing by...
Come on, Chidi.
From experience, and you have to take it from me, you don't win a championship belt.
He had a very short time in the spotlight, but it doesn't take away the fact that...
Would you say that Andy Ruiz was a top contender?
I wouldn't say so.
What are you saying?
No. I feel disrespected. My coach called him the other day and said, Chidebere Anugolu, the SMO SWAT, I've won a championship at Police College Ikeja before. Mm. Right? Everybody heard it. So, and I've won it just once. So what are you trying to insinuate?
That was luck.
You see the problem. I know this was, it was always coming back at me. Yeah. I know you, Safia. This is what you do all the time. Andy Ruiz was at his prime, just like the SMO as his prime when he won the championship.
I feel that for Tyson Fury, I can agree with everything he stated. You know, AJ, fighting Klitschko at 40 and all that. But I wouldn't want to agree that, you know, AJ is avoiding him. I just feel that, you know, it's all about the money and the contract.
Exactly.
So many factors, you know, governing how the money will go and who will split who and what percentage and all that. But
it actually was not about the money. It was about Tyson Fury, who was dubious in his dealings with Deontay Wilder.
He got the belt, it was documented.
Guys, I host the Rumble on this
stage. You see the problem.
Let me talk.
Just talk to 8:30. Talk to 8:30. When it's time for Fast League, we'll come back.
Tyson Fury had a 3-match contract with Deontay Wilder.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They fought the first one, of course. Everyone knows it ended in a draw. Second fight, Fury took the WBC heavyweight championship from Deontay Wilder. The third fight was supposed to happen last year before COVID-19 struck. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 struck. And then, there was no clause in the contract that COVID-19, if there's a pandemic, we can cancel the third fight. Now, why the former champion, the former WBC heavyweight champion, Wilder, wants to get his belt back? But Fury doesn't want to take...
No, Wilder did not make those moves to get his belt
at that time.
There was a contract signed for 3 fights.
It was a 3-way fight,
And Fury went on to sign another contract with Anthony Joshua for two fights.
We have a contract.
Yes.
Now, you've already lost your belt to me. We are supposed to fight. COVID happened. Mm-hmm. You did not do anything to reach out to me.
Everyone knows COVID happened.
Do you expect me to fold my hands
and wait for you to fight?
I would move on with my life. When you are ready, we'll reach the agreement, then we'll go back to the ring.
No, that's not how business works.
No.
What you should do is to fix the fight in a convenient time.
No, Chidi.
So the problem was Fury's camp went to sign a contract with AJ's camp, saying that he had everything sorted out with Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder went
to court and the judge ruled in his favor to say, no, the next fight has to be the third fight, the trilogy between Tyson Fury and yourself. That's why that agent fight
are you aware that Deontay Wilder was ready to step aside if only Tyson Fury had agreed to pay
money.
A particular
yeah.
sum
do you know,
a
do
particular
you, do you know about that? What,
do you know about that?
Nothing was confirmed. There was rumors.
Wilder would never take money, except he's going to pay him money that he's never taken. It was a huge sum.
Wilder on his interview, you can still check it out on the system. He kept saying he wants that fight. A court even ruled.
He had to get
to have that fight
just to ensure.
So it was Fury who is not allowing the world to see the fight AJ Fury happen. I mean, I understand Joshua is more financially minded.
Don't make it sound like, you know, Fury is evading Joshua.
No, he's not evading.
No.
He needs to sort his camp, his inactions that stalled
that fight. But I think right now we're closer than ever. Tyson Fury have outlined 5 fights he will go through before he, well, potentially calls it quit with boxing. And of course, the Anthony Joshua fight is part of it. We're looking at March next year. Now, it's going to be a 2-way fight, one in Saudi Arabia and the other one UK. All right. So as we speak, things are on the way. I don't think we should put it, you know, put the blame on Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is not running away from anyone. Now, there have been actions and inactions that have stalled, you know, this fight with Anthony Joshua. But finally, I think we're having that over the line. He knows what he has to do to face Anthony Joshua, get over Deontay, and we're good.
What both fighters need to do is they need to keep their belts. If Fury can defend his belt against Wilder and Joshua keeps his belt against Usyk, who, by the way, is a champion in his prime. Usyk is undisputed, is undefeated from the cruiserweight, and you know
he's changing weight. Don't forget,
cruiserweight to heavyweight. Let's talk about Arsenal Football Club, because Mikel Arteta this time is talking, and he says right now we can see the light at Arsenal and the future is bright. That things might not
after one new victory.
Why are you like this now? He said the future is bright and he can see the light.
Life brings you things and you cannot decide it. There are certain things that you cannot control. And when it comes to you, it's coming. And it's coming for sure for a reason. Sometimes we don't want to see it, but it's coming for a reason. And probably it's for the right reason. And then it's about how you take it and how you respond to that. And the way that everybody around me responded is the way that I responded. And that's why it's been fine. It's tough because it hurts, because you want to see something different. But what you want is not always what happens. And things happen for a reason, and maybe what is happening, it had to happen. And it's going to be really good for the club and really good for myself and for everybody experiencing that situation. But we have to believe on that. I can really see the light. There, I'm telling you, I'm very positive most of the times, and I've seen the light and I can see a bright light. And there can be bumps on the road within that light, but I can see.
I don't know.
Arteta can see the light.
I think he's in the wrong business.
No.
He's in the wrong profession.
Why are you saying this?
Guys, this is what I call Shalaye.
He saw the light a lot of times in this.
Shalaye 101.
I don't know. It sounds like a philosopher.
I don't know whoever turned Mikel Arteta to Shakespeare. This is what you only get in literature. You know, literary expression.
Yeah.
And the man saying, I've seen the light. He has seen the light. He's seen the light. Finally, Arsenal recorded their first 3 points of the campaign. So it's enough for him to see the light. But will he continue seeing the light, or will he return to darkness?
Oh, brothers, hear from him again.
Life brings you things and you cannot decide it. There are certain things that you cannot control. And when it comes to you, it's coming. And it's coming for sure for a reason. Sometimes we don't want to see it, but it's coming for a reason. And probably it's for the right reason. And then it's about how you take it and how you respond to that. And the way that everybody around me responded is the way that I responded. And that's why it's been fine. It's tough because it hurts, because you want to see something different. But what you want is not always what happens. And things happen for a reason, and maybe what is happening, it had to happen. And it's going to be really good for the club and really good for myself and for everybody experiencing that situation. But we have to believe on that. I can really see the light. There, I'm telling you, I'm very positive most of the times, and I've seen the light and I can see a bright light. And there can be bumps on the road within that light. But
we should blame you because you got this to mock. Arsenal fans.
What
a goal.
I know Arsenal fans are angry right now.
He said they can see the light.
Yeah.
How is that
just turned to a motivational speaker? Like, I don't know. I've really seen the light.
We're just waiting for Lamentations 5 verse 6.
No.
I don't know. But Leeds have scored. Just to confirm that Newcastle leads us in James's Park, and well, that goal have got to be something.
Wow.
Something special.
I'm not sure he got a foot on it.
It was a cross from the right-hand side and then a flick from the player. I think it looks like Rafinha.
I'm not sure he got a touch on it.
But they're celebrating with
Rafinha. Yeah.
Was Rafinha who?
Rodrigo.
Oh.
Was
a dummy.
Yeah, it was a dummy.
It was Rafinha who got the goal.
No, yeah, so that's Rafinha's goal.
Yeah. Rodrigo actually acted like he wanted to hit it, but he just
confused the goalkeeper
with the dummy, and then it went past.
So for Arsenal fans, you need to start believing, because
they
can see the light.
Arsenal fans
can see the light.
That's good, Ibex.
Why are you like this? Why are you like this? For Man United, Ed Woodward has said Man United remain committed to helping Ole Gunnar Solskjaer deliver success at the club. He said, remember that Solskjaer has come in for...
I thought they wanted to replace that man.
He never resigned.
No, hold on.
He never resigned.
Remember Solskjaer has come in for criticism from some supporters after the Champions League campaign began with a 2-1 defeat to Swiss champions Young Boys Ponderbeat on Tuesday night. And Ed Woodward believes Man United are on track to win silverware after a strong summer of recruitment at Old Trafford. Overdose, you just mentioned something. They never sack him.
They never sack this guy.
Why would they sack him?
I don't know. But Woodward
just told you that they are committed to helping him achieve success.
No. If they continue losing to teams like Young Boys. Can you imagine? I know a whole lot of people will be quick to actually... pin that record on Aaron Wan-Bissaka sending off. But Aaron Wan-Bissaka, for all the respect I have for him, he acted unprofessionally to get that record and he was totally uncalled for. Secondly, now you look at Man United, if it was Man City, I tell you that even with that one man down, Young Boys will not be able to beat Man City. Now, even with the fact that Man City don't even have... a hitman. You bring a Ronaldo and people are saying, okay, Ronaldo. Yes, Man United got themselves in front, but for some reason, I believe that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has unfinished business in the Europa League. And that's what he wants to repeat
this season. Go back there, bro.
Because you look at the fact that last season, it was the same scenario in a group that had Istanbul Basaksehir, a team that many people can't even pronounce their name correctly. They went on to actually knock Man United off the pitch alongside PSG and RB Leipzig.
It's a Man United way. They never make it easy for
themselves. Man United are heading towards that same path because Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, the season before last, went out to the semi-final. Last season, the final. Maybe this season, he wants to now win the Europa League and then think of doing well in the Champions League next season. That's why I feel once Ed Woodward should go and another person should come in, they should remove Ole Gunnar Solskjaer from there.
Talking about removing a manager, Barcelona Vice President Edward, he has come out to say that the club, they are not thinking about firing Ronald Koeman and there are no discussion of such, and also went on to deny that money would be a problem if the club did want to sack the coach. Remember that Barcelona lost 3-0 in the Champions League to Bayern midweek, and after that loss, a lot of people, the fans, started displaying banners, Koeman out, this, that, that, that. But now they've come out to say that Koeman is not going anywhere. So if you're a Barcelona fan, you need to fasten your seatbelt for the ride ahead. Yeah, the road is full of bumps, but there will be lights.
But there will be lights.
Chidi, can you see the light?
Like a theater.
Yeah, I always see the light.
Now, this weekend, games will go down. The big one, which is the one where you get to see Spurs take on Chelsea. Remember, that is the game that Femi and the gang crew will be going to
relax.
38 bars, match day 5 on Sunday. House 30A, Abajon Crescent, out there in Ikeja. Ahead of that game, the coach of Chelsea has been talking, Thomas Tuchel, and he has compared both strikers, talking about Harry Kane and Romelu Lukaku ahead of the game, and he said both players cause decisive goals for their respective clubs. Now my question is, who do you see scoring the decisive goal in that game on Sunday? 0700-993-993-993 on WhatsApp, 080-9597-5805. You can talk about Mikel Arteta, who's finally seen the light. Talk about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and also Barcelona. Before I go to the phone lines, Chidi, quickly, who do you see scoring the decisive goal?
Lukaku.
Okay, what about you?
Oh, for me, I think I'll go for Kai Havertz.
Kai Havertz?
Yes.
He knows how to get this goal, so.
Harry Kane.
Kai Havertz.
He got the winner for Chelsea in the Champions League, so.
Kai Havertz. That's what my mind has been telling
me. It's going to start.
What about you,
Tony?
That's
what I'm saying.
Unpopular, but I think Harry Kane should really use this game as a springboard. It's being non-existent this season, and it's such a bad feel knowing how great a player he is. So just maybe he could spring up some surprise on Sunday.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Hi, good evening, welcome.
Good evening. Yeah, just look where you're calling back. You can see we have enemy within. I'm talking of Man United right now. As a United fan, I'm ashamed of Woodward and this one they are calling Ole.
Okay, thank you very much. I need to allow other people call on the show. Hi, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Tina.
You're welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man.
All right, this is Ola on the line.
Ola Oluwa.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
The mouth of the gods, how you doing now?
I do, my guy.
Yeah, the elder, how you doing?
I greet you, brother. Welcome.
Anthony the voice.
Brother man.
Yeah. All right. Let me start from Andy Reeves. About the boxing talk, something like that. I think we have underrated Andy Reeves so much. And I guess he's one of the best heavyweight boxers I've ever seen.
Wait. Yeah. Do you know who's Andy Ruiz?
He's
one of the best boxers I have seen.
Yes, seriously, he is just underrated because looking at him, even I would love to watch Andy Ruiz against Deontay Wilder.
Nothing in Bukano go see for main market.
Yes, I want to see their fight because Andy Ruiz is a good guy and he has a very big jaw. Whereby I'm not seeing. If I see a fight between Deontay Wilder and Andy Ruiz, I'm seeing Andy Ruiz beating Deontay Wilder hands down.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right, I need to entertain more calls.
Okay, let me talk about the Gary Neville issue. Sorry.
Okay.
Talking about Gary Neville, the guy just says something I don't even understand. Looking at Chelsea Man U in years back. Looking at 2010. When Man City won the league. Looking at those 14, they have very good score. The 14.
The credit don't finish. Oh. Yeah. Hi, good evening.
Yes, Sarafina Napoleon.
That's my name.
Yeah, my name is Eniola from NFC Mostly. I greet everyone.
We greet you too.
I come for Ateta. For Ateta, maybe the light was, maybe it's the light of Volkswagen. Because I don't think anything is going to happen in that.
Why are you like this now? Why are you like this?
It's enough,
no, why are you like, no, oh Lord.
No,
we don't deceive the Arsenal fan. We don't need to deceive. And for the Ed Wood, I think by now he's supposed to have resigned. What is he doing here again? He should go. We don't want him in.
Okay, thank you very much. Huh. Just finish it. Just finish a theta like that. Hi, good evening.
Yeah, here's the wine.
Now maybe that. Welcome.
Elder.
Ekukana manya.
What is it?
Ekukwa manonya.
Ekukwa manonya. I actually forgot. But
welcome. Egad.
Nothing do you. Tony.
Yes, brother.
My chairman, nothing to you.
I greet you.
I agree with you. Those days, people, they tap leather. Nothing this one they do now.
I did tell you, brother.
They tap leather. Napoleon, my sister. You know, they say carry bicycle, go. That they ride them.
I know.
Okay, after.
Yes.
So make you live within the ride for moto, enter moto.
No, be when they ride, prepare to meet the Lord. I will not enter.
Oh, you're not prepared to meet your Lord.
I will not enter. Good evening.
But you enter God.
I did not complete my statement that time.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome.
See, Sarafina, why are you wicked like this now? You bring that Tata into work. Very difficult, a very interesting issue. You are missing it with Mayu again.
What's the idea again?
Sarafina.
Yeah?
Do they have England, Big Brother in England?
How?
Wow. Big Brother.
Maybe
Big Brother.
Be one of the Ato and this Gary Neville. See, he said that Arsenal has started to see the light.
Yes.
In the period, Arsenal were in the relegation. Now they are out of relegation. Is that not see the light? From relegation to out of relegation. The man is saying the truth now.
Okay.
If I finish last in my life exam, we out of 20. Now I finish 80. I'm only to overtake 2 persons. Is that not progress?
Yeah, it's progress.
Arsenal are making progress now. They have seen the light.
Okay, thank you very much.
It depends on what progress is for you.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. Hi, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome. Quickly, man.
This is Don Dugwe from Taboyaba.
You have the floor.
It's a full house. Just a full house. Where do I start? There I greet you.
I hear you.
Hola. Sarafina, Sarafinko.
You're welcome, brother man.
Yes, we're not going to do KKB show today.
ASMR, I greet you.
Since you did not recognize the ASMR earlier, just go on.
Don't talk, what to go and pay bills.
You see, let me just say Antachi. Let me use that word.
What say,
if any of you here, I say Antachi.
Okay.
On
all right.
Then we'll know what happened.
Okay, thank you very much. Time to go in for a break. On the flip side, we'll be going in for the fans league. But for those wondering what we are talking about, Mikel Arteta, just take a listen to this.
Life brings you things and you cannot decide it. There are certain things that you cannot control. And when it comes to you, it's coming. And it's coming for sure for a reason. Sometimes we don't want to see it, but it's coming for a reason. And probably it's for the right reason. And then it's about how you take it and how you respond to that. And the way that everybody around me responded is the way that I responded. And that's why it's been fine. It's tough because it hurts, because you want to see something different. But what you want is not always what happens. And things happen for a reason, and maybe what is happening, it had to happen. And it's going to be really good for the club and really good for myself and for everybody experiencing that situation. But we have to believe on that. I can really see the light. There, I'm telling you, I'm very positive most of the times, and I've seen the light and I can see a bright light. And there can be bumps on the road within that light, but I can see a lot of light.
All right, guys, I want to say a big shout out to everyone that joined us from 7 p.m. It's time for us to carry our bags and leave the studio. On behalf of the team, I'm saying have a great weekend. And remember, we'll be back from 12 tomorrow for Football Frenzy broadcast. Yes, from 12 tomorrow, we'll be here till 9 p.m. And remember, go and tell somebody to tell someone that the 5G crew will be coming to Ikeja on Sunday, the 19th of September. Yes, for the Spurs vs Chelsea game. And the location is House 30A Abajohnson Crescent, Akora Village of Adeniyi Jones in Ikeja. Yes, from 3:30, we will be there for that Spurs versus Chelsea game. So tell someone to tell someone that we are coming live. The elder alongside myself. But then, guys, do not let anyone spoil your vibe. Shout out to Ayasta for this one. She calls this one Bloody Samaritan. I didn't say anything. So make sure you have a great weekend and stay out of trouble.